Alrighty, let's put a bow on this week. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Friday, August 30th. How's it going, friends? Dave here, and all the best stuff from this morning's broadcast just for you. We could just go home after the show if we wanted to. But no, instead we toil here in the digital realm, getting you all the best stuff in case you missed anything or want to hear it again. So here we go. What did we talk about today? Well, we're going to be spending our weekend in the deep end here on MGK, and John wanted in on the action. Jude Law's bulge, that was a topic of conversation. For once, we weren't just thinking about it. We were talking about it. Breakfast with the Beatles is a phrase you may not be hearing too much from here on out. Find out what the big announcement was. You probably already can guess. Steve and I faced off in another round of Quick Draw, and he's turning into the Thanos of this bit. It's become almost impossible to defeat him. He just keeps putting more and more Infinity Stones in his glove. But could I perform a miracle today? Find out how that went. Plus, Adam Ferrara, actor and comedian, he checked in with us. A mighty fine show, if I do say so myself. But judge for yourself. Here we go. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
So what we've done is we've taken the Wheel of Long Songs. We brought it in here and just filled it with 16 sure. different deep tracks. Aerosmith's Draw the Line, Journey to the Center of Your Mind from the M-Boy Dukes, Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla, David Bowie's Men Who Sold the World, the Birds, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, Ian Dury, you guys have no idea how much I love Ian Dury, right? Ian Dury, I had Ian Dury's haircut. Right, I had really short hair.
Googling this immediately.
And, oh, no, you're going to have a hard time finding those because those were the days where you actually had to have a camera in order to get a picture. All right, but Ian Dury and the Blockheads, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Nice.
It's what my brain and body needs. Focus, Hocus Pocus,
oh,
by
love
Focus.
Love that song,
Squonk,
yeah.
by Genesis. Plastic Fantastic Lover from Jefferson Airplane. The Kinks, Ape Man. Gallows Pole from Led Zeppelin.
Very cool.
The Mighty Quinn from Manfred Mann. Right. Paul McCartney's Medicine Jar. Nazareth, Hair of the Dog. Police, Canary in a Coal Mine. And Bob Seger's Come to Papa. Now, these are just the songs that we pulled for ourselves for this morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's going to be a lot more throughout the weekend. I think there's going to be at least a couple an hour throughout the weekend.
Exactly,
we'll only have time for one this morning. But if you would like, let's go and spin the wheel.
Ooh.
Whoa, one of my faves.
Interesting.
I love this. And if you listen very, very closely, because I guarantee you, no one ever cleaned this song up.
Oh, no.
Okay,
uh-oh.
So listen closely, because it's time for the Ape Man.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
There is a show on HBO. It was originally called, what, The New Pope?
It was originally The Young Pope.
The Young Pope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now the series has become The New Pope.
Correct.
All right? Jude Law is The Young Pope.
Right. Okay.
And John Malkovich is The New Pope.
Oh. I think Jude Law is still The New Pope.
Actually, I'm not sure. Well, here's the reason why.
Have you seen
the trailer?
No.
Okay, in the trailer, Malkovich is coming in and all of the Swiss Guard are around him, and he's got the red shoes on. Okay, so my guess is that he is the Pope.
You tap them the heels together and say there's no place like home and you become Pope.
Is that right? Really?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes.
I'm just a dumb Protestant. I apologize.
You become Pope in Kansas.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
But in this trailer,
okay,
there is this scene of Jude Law walking along a beach, and there's women all over the beach just staring at him. And he's in a pure white papal Speedo.
Oh, my stars.
Okay.
Hot.
And let's just say there is a protrusion.
I buy that.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
A protrusion. There is in that suit, which is probably why every woman on the beach is looking at Jude Law. All right.
Even the Virgin Mary's there. She's about to faint.
Jesus. Right.
It is. Oh, there you go. There's the Protestant for you.
You know, what's wrong with that?
Catholics are afraid to make jokes of the Virgin Mary.
I'll be here all week.
I can tell you, this thing could take on a role of its own.
Coming to theaters, more monstrous than Godzilla.
Oh no, what's that?
More terrifying than Freddy and Jason combined.
It's coming right towards us.
It's Jude Law's Bulge.
Hurry, hide, it'll destroy us all.
You know, I'm gonna just kinda hang out here and see what happens.
Huh? But we gotta go! Get the kids! Let's...
Yeah, you take the kids, honey. I'm gonna be brave and just sort of stick this thing out.
It's Jude Law's Bulge.
Yeah, come on, Bulge. I'm ready for you, baby.
Coming to theaters. The John DiBella Podcast.
No!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9. MGK.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Breakfast with the Beatles, and all week this week I've been telling you that we have a special announcement for Breakfast with the Beatles. Now, most times radio stations change something and say nothing about it, but I believe that you deserve more respect than that, so here goes. Today will be the last time we do Breakfast with the Beatles. Over the course of the past 17 years, I have presented this feature to you nearly 4,000 times.
That's crazy.
3,995 times.
Unreal.
The Beatles only recorded 213 songs as a group, right? And if you add in their solo work, it really only comes up to about 250 songs. And I've tried to do my best to bring you different pieces of information for each and every song each day. But if you do the math, that means I've talked about each one of these songs 16 times, right? There's nothing left to tell you. I'm telling you things, the same things over and over again, and it doesn't make any sense anymore. Now, this doesn't mean that we're going to stop playing the Beatles. Actually, it gives me more opportunity to play the Beatles anywhere in the show instead of just at 7:10, because when it's at 7:10, it just blocks it out of the show for the rest of the morning. So starting on September 9th, we're going to have a brand new feature for you called Song Stories. And just like Breakfast at the Beatles, we'll delve into stories behind songs and albums from every band that we play, including audio from band members themselves. Now, I know this is going to upset some people, and I'm sorry about that, but we as a show and as a station need to grow, and I believe that you will come to love this new feature as much as you have loved Breakfast with the Beatles. But it is time. All things must come to an end. As a matter of fact, the end is going to be a big part of what we're about to play. I want to play all of it today. I want to go straight through from here to the end.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
I wanted to end with the end. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. And as we said, as of September 9th, we've got a brand new feature for you at 7:10 in the morning, which is really just like Breakfast at the Beatles,
sure,
except it'll be about other bands and other albums and other songs. And it's going to really be a lot of fun. So I thank you for your listening to Breakfast at the Beatles. Of course, you'll still get it Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock for 2 hours with Andre Gardner. And it gives us the opportunity to start playing the Beatles more often during the show as opposed to just one time at 7:10. But starting on the 9th, a brand new feature called Song Stories. Although I'm not sure if I'm locked into that title.
Yeah, it could change.
Yeah, it could change. But it says exactly what it is. It's going to be stories about songs.
Eggs with Elton.
Eggs with Elton. We could
Toast
do that.
With Tom.
We could change it depending on who
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's it. We'll get creative until we lose
every
all
day.
Creativity.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fine.
And this morning, we decided that we want to become part of the weekend. You know, these weekends come along. Dave and Steve get to do it on the weekend. I'm not here. I never get to take part in it. And this weekend is going to be a fun weekend. Weekend in the deep end. Nothing but deep tracks. And what we did is we took the Wheel Along song and put a bunch of deep tracks on there. You got Aerosmith, Draw the Line, the M-Boy Dukes with Journey to the Center of Your Mind, Godzilla from Blue Oyster Cult. Earlier this morning, we spun the wheel and played Ape Man by the
right.
Kinks.
Yeah.
So it is time once again to spin the wheel.
An extra bassy spin.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know what happened? It started to fall over, so I grabbed it. Right?
I kind of like that.
I was praying. I was hoping and praying that this song would come up this morning from Genesis. Squonk. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Did I say that again? Squonk.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
And this morning, because everybody just sort of sucked at both the question from hell and the end game this week, we end up with extra tickets, and that means we got to play quick draw. And we've got two listeners on the line. We've got Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. Where are you from, sir?
Bristol.
From Bristol. Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I work for PennDOT in driver's licensing.
Okay.
A patient man.
So, right. So we'll work real slow for you so you understand what it's like for us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Sarah's on the line. Hiya, Sarah.
Hey.
Hi. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fine. Where are you from?
I'm from West Philly.
From West Philly. Okay. And are you on your way to work?
I am.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a digital marketing agency.
Oh, okay. All right. Please don't contact us. We don't need your help. I mean, the day doesn't pass that there isn't some email that I get from some company. We could help your website. I don't own our website.
You know? All right. Got it. Okay.
Jonathan, of these two bands, Deep Purple and Bad Company, which one is your favorite? Which one do you really want to see?
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. All Deep right. Purple. What about yourself, Sarah?
Deep Purple would be amazing.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll have tickets to both of them if your player wins. Steve is playing for Sarah. Jonathan, Dave is playing for you, and you guys understand the game. All right. You two just have to sit back and enjoy the game. Right. You don't have to worry about anything at all. All right. I'll give them a clue like name a breed of a dog starts with the letter P.
Pomeranian.
Okay, see? All right.
This is always the same.
Yeah, and, right, it's always the same one. I was actually thinking of starting you
and
with
I was
that
slower
today
than usual. Which says something. So, sorry, Jonathan, right, in advance.
So, it's all right.
So if you guys are ready, let me...
yes. Steve's always ready. Steve's
first to three.
Right.
Yeah, first to three. Correct. Okay. And we're running tape because we needed it last time. Steve got me by a nanosecond.
A little nervous today.
We do have the instant replay running. And Steve's nervous because he's been on a tear. And it's time for him to lose, Sarah. Yeah. It's time for him to lose.
No. That's what I'm counting on.
Do my best, bro.
Okay. All right, gentlemen.
Yes.
Here we go. Your first question. Name something you would see on an airplane starting with the letter B.
Boy.
Beer.
Ooh, you got
I think
him.
I got it.
Right, boy, Dave got him there. Okay, that's one for Dave. Name something you would put in a microwave starting with the letter P.
Pasta.
Pepper.
Got me. One for Steve.
Roni.
All right.
Just to finish my thought.
Name a flavor of ice cream that begins with the letter R.
Rocky Road.
Wow.
Wait a minute. That was pretty quick. I don't even think he said R yet.
Honestly, I was anticipating R right when he said ice cream.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know.
You got to anticipate to beat Steve.
Two for Dave, Jonathan. If he gets one more, you've got both of those tickets. All right. Here we go. Name a bird that begins with the letter F.
Ferret.
Steve got
it. Ferret. You should lose a point for that.
It was the first word that came to mind.
Ferret bird.
Yeah, it's an eagle of some sort.
Ferret.
It's the name of the Eagles.
Name an actor or actress whose last name begins with the letter L.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Dude,
I am all that is man.
She is on the tip of your mind at all times. That was faster than Rocky Road.
He said actress. Who is the only person that he talks about to us? Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. I knew the L was coming.
Mr. Fappening over there.
Wow.
He is tough,
Jonathan.
Man.
Jonathan, I am sorry. You get nothing. All right. But Sarah, you've got tickets for both Deep Purple and Bad Company from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Running out of fingers for all these rings, guys.
Dave, you're becoming like the Mets. You choke in every situation.
Two times in a row, I was up 2-1 and couldn't bring home the bacon.
Yeah. I'm just trying to let you win. I'm just trying to give it to you, Dave.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I can't help that I'm not as horny as Steve.
Right.
No.
That came out faster than Rocky Road.
No, you know what I think it is? I think it's we're in the office together more than, and then you, because you got to do the podcast stuff post-show, which is another studio.
Production stuff.
I know this guy. Right.
You're reading him as he's reading his, his clues.
Actress. Jennifer Lawrence!
Oh, man.
No, I just want to. Oh, I want to grab a photo for you to prove what.
The second he said actress, I knew he was.
And you
say,
know what's funny? As I was looking at the picture, as I was looking at the question, I couldn't think of anybody in my mind.
Yeah, I know him better than.
Well,
you know.
Just to show you how horny I am. Later, I was like, oh, I could have said Laura Linney.
Wow. Wow, that's
a good
voice.
Wholesome husband.
That's the voice of a married man. Laura Linney. Oh yeah, she's up there. Oh, no, she's a great actress, wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, at times can be very, very pretty, but overall
not going to be saved
in
your favorite
mom-like
photos.
You know, it's not Jennifer Lawrence.
Right. Very homely.
Right. No, Gal Gadot. Who, by the way, I would give up Jennifer Lawrence for.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to sit on Cindy's, G.
We know Cindy's past about chicks.
Yeah, about
her
women.
And Randy were at a diner or something, and Cindy wanted to get on with the waitress. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how the story went, and I didn't make that up.
Is he right?
I wasn't with Randy then.
You were with Brandy.
You were just Randy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Adam Ferrara is part of a new TV show that is on CBS All Access called Why Women Kill. Usually it's because they're married to people named Adam Ferrara.
Thank you. That's great. I'm not a husband. I'm a cause. Thank you very much.
Cast includes Lucy Liu, Jennifer Goodwin, and Alexandra Daddario. Man. Oh, and Adam's in it, too. Adam, I mean, do you have scenes with Alexandra Daddario?
No, it's a very unique show. It takes place in three different decades. It takes place in the 60s, the 80s, and current day.
Okay.
So I'm in the 60s with Jennifer Goodwin, and Alicia Coppola plays my wife. Lucy Liu is in the 80s, and she's in current day. So I don't time travel.
Alexandra Daddario, there are a pair of eyes, the likes of which you've never looked into before.
Well, I'm glad you caught it.
Yeah.
They're ice blue. Ice blue eyes.
I like that. And I'm the reason women kill you.
So is this on All Access already?
Yeah. I think the episodes come out weekly, and it's out now. You can see it on CBS All Access. And it's a lot of fun being in that decade. And the wardrobe lady is great. She was from Mad Men, so she's an Emmy winner. So she knows that the period clothing really, really well.
Uh-huh.
So they gave me one of those pork pie hats. Those little pork pie hats.
Yep.
I took a picture. I sent it to my mother. I go, Mom, who do I look like? She's like, you look just like your Uncle Tony. I went, perfect. I know how to play the guy now.
Yeah.
I don't have to do all that acting crap. I just give my Uncle Tony.
How is Mom?
Mom is good. She says hello. I spoke to her last night. I said, I'm going to sleep. I got to get up. I got to talk to the man with the mustache. Yes, I'm going to call the man with the mustache my friend in Philly. She's in the 55 and over community with the guard. Because apparently she can't be left unattended. She'll spread guilt and lasagna throughout the neighborhood. So I called the last night. John, you know, when you get to that point in your life where there's three beats in every phone call. Like,
right.
What she ate, who's dead, and what's wrong. last night, I went, Ma, how are you, Ma? I made a chicken. I had a little spinach and half a sweet potato. Or it could have been a yam. I don't know. I don't know the difference. And I'm too old to learn it now, so don't ask me. John, I've said nothing. She's yelling at nobody. then she's like, do you remember Laverne Falcone, Adam? I said, Ma, no, I don't. Good, because she's dead. Then she starts with what's wrong. Now, what's wrong, you really don't. She doesn't need you there. You just got to hum once in a while.
Uh-huh.
So I put her on speaker, and I get stuff done.
Right.
You know, I cut the whole lawn once with her in the headphones. She had no idea. I went through the security at JFK with my mother on the speaker in the bin. She's going through the x-rays. She's complaining about the feet. Like, they keep swelling up. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know what the hell's going on. The guy's wanding me. He's like, you know, my mother had the same thing.
Have you been on the road a lot? Are you doing a lot of traveling?
Yeah, I was. This is my third week out, so I'm looking forward to getting home. And I was, so I'm on a plane, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I helped this guy with his bag sitting next to me. He was an older dude. His name was Marty. about 80 years old, man. So I grab his bag, I put it up, and we sit down, and we're talking for a little bit. He was from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking.
Okay.
We finished talking. He takes out a book. He starts reading. He's reading a self-help book. He's 80. He's reading The Secret. I'm like, here's The Secret, Marty. The clock's running. 3-2, bottom of the ninth. Come away, Marty. You put the book down. Let's start drinking. I'll try to sit down. Try and pick up the flight attendant. He's cute. He's looking at you. But I'm not gay. Take a shot, Marty.
Now, are you doing a different podcast than the last one you promoted?
Yeah, no, the last one I was a guest on. This one's actually mine. I just started it.
Okay.
And it's doing really well. And I'm very proud of it. It's called the Adam Ferrara Podcast. 30 minutes, you'll never get back. And, yeah, I realized how much work these things are. So, but I'm very proud of it. So I wanted to plug it on the show.
Although I find it funny the amount of comics who turn to me and say, you know, this is a lot of work. Oh, really? I haven't bumped into that thought over the 44 years I've been doing this, that it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work that comics are not used to doing. Well, you're used to doing it, too. I mean, we've spoken off the air about all the editing and the time you do and then the video editing you would do then. And you're self-taught, too. You were telling me how you just had to learn this stuff on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm self-taught, too. I just don't have the patience. So I just start screaming in the middle of whatever.
When are you going to be playing Philly next?
I'm there in December. I'm going to come see you around Christmas.
Oh, great. Wonderful. You come to the house. I'll have Lisa make lasagna.
It's always good to see you, my friend.
Oh, well, you take care. Adam Ferrara, Why Women Kill. Because they're married to men like Adam Ferrara. New episode Thursdays on CBS All Access. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I'll see you, dude.
Be good, brother.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Throughout the weekend, it's our weekend in the deep end, and this normally wouldn't start until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but I wanted in on it. So what we did is we took 16 different deep end songs, we put them, and there's a lot more than that. We've got so many we're going to be playing all weekend, but we put them on our Wheel of Long Songs, and whatever comes up is what we're playing today.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that what I think it is?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Yeah.
Long version or short version?
Oh, long.
Right, yeah.
Friday, long.
Because I'm sure the long version has the yodel, right?
I need my pocus with my hocus.
Okay,
don't leave me hanging at hocus.
It's a hocus pocus from Focus. This is going to be so much fun.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.